Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I know we all experience that afternoon slump, but sometimes we don't want to have caffeine too late in the day. So this is when I drink Noon Brew Tea. It's so good. It's specifically designed for the afternoon to bust you out of that slump. It has 19 superfoods that help with energy, digestion, focus, and even deep sleep. It does all of this without the coffee jitters. So use the code OUTLIER for 10% off your first order. Head to noonbrew.co and remember, use the code OUTLIER.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Outlier Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conlon, and I'm throwing you some bonus content today because I was cleaning out my drive, my hard drive, and there was one point earlier this year where I was doing like 2 to 3 interviews a week for my old podcast, which was called Lauren Interviews. You can look that up if you're ever bored and you enjoy celebrity interviews. It's all entertainment, all celebrities, blah, blah, blah. I got kind of sick of it, as you can see. I do like to interview the occasional celebrity, but yeah. So anyway, so I was looking through my hard drive and I realized I had an interview with Adam Carolla from this past October that I never aired, and I really enjoyed talking to him. Now, this was right after Kevin McCarthy was ousted from his position as House Speaker. So we start with that, which obviously is a little bit outdated, but I think you'll find that everything else in the interview still holds true a few months later with everything that's going on in the primaries and Super Tuesday. And Adam is just very funny and he's very smart and he makes a lot of sense. And I'm a registered independent. I mean, I live in New York City, so I feel like an independent is a true Republican in New York City, because if you don't agree with bail reform or you don't agree with putting violent criminals back onto the street, I feel like that automatically makes you a Republican. But then on the other hand, I don't really care about drag queens or drag shows. A drag queen has never approached my children and I on the street and tried to indoctrinate them. So I guess I don't really care about that stuff. And Republicans really seem to make that a talking point. But I digress. You're not here to hear me talk about my political views on every single social issue. You are here to listen to Adam Carolla. So I will play that interview, then hop back on to close us out and recap.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I am so anxious to talk to you. I want to get your thoughts so badly on McCarthy because I am just so conflicted.
Yeah, I kind of am too. I wish I had a more nuanced, interesting thought.
Okay.
I don't hear half the people are ripping angry about it. The other hands are applauding it. Like, I just don't know. I mean, the only thought I have is sort of like, I think people on the right always say, like, why are we always fighting? You know, why are the Republicans always fighting each other? Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are always on the same page. And I would say, well, that's kind of a sign of being intellectually honest, is disagreeing with other people who are in your party. You know, like, you take a look at COVID. How did every human being on CNN all arrive at the same conclusions about ivermectin being horse paste, or how effective masks are, or everything? Or how did everyone in Hollywood come down on the exact same page with COVID? How's that possible? No one had any nuanced thoughts? Or you should have had half the people in Hollywood yelling, we need to reopen the schools. But nobody said anything, which means...
No, they're scared. They don't want to be an outcast. Yeah.
They're scared. So I think when your party or your people or whomever, when there's arguments and disagreements, at least it shows you're intellectually honest. You're having a debate about something.
Okay, that is very interesting. And I think I was actually arguing with my dad this morning. So just to give you an idea, and I'm pretty unapologetic of being center right. Me personally, like, I was like all about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, for example. And then I saw Travis Kelce in like a COVID shot commercial. And I was like, okay, never mind. Bye. Like, you're a sellout. So you can kind of see where I stand. But I just really hate Matt Gaetz's face. I think he's a pompous douchebag. And I think what he did only serves himself. I don't think he looks out for others. So that was my issue and why I think that he does, people like him, make the Republican Party look bad. You know what I mean? Because it's just so obvious that he's not looking out for the people. He's looking out for his best interests, his own agenda. And that's what really upsets me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
But I still like the fact that You even take in the Republican Party, you take Donald Trump, and half the Republicans love him and half the Republicans hate him and like don't want him to run again. I mean, I just like the fact that we're not all reading from the same script.
Okay. This has given me a lot to think about. I really like this take. I'm gonna be honest, I did not expect this from you. My thinking as well is if you're kind of referring to the GOP debate last week, it's just kind of like all of a sudden to me, they all seem to be Trump haters. This kind of came out of the blue, but when Trump was in office, they had no issue, you know, being a part of his team and working for him. So I'm just like, is this real? Is this genuine, this hatred, or is this all for show?
Well, you know, it's like you got Kamala Harris during the Democratic debate calling Joe Biden a racist. And now she's the first black female to be vice president. Screw that bitch.
Yeah.
She's racist on stage. I'm not going to hire her. That's politics. You know what I mean? Like, Joe Biden hates Kamala Harris, but, you know, it's a two-way street. There's people you hate, you say you love, and there's people you may like and say you hate them.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting to me, and I don't know if you'll agree with this, but this always kills me, is like Republicans who like Trump, right? They can absolutely point out his flaws. They can say, yeah, he's not perfect. I understand. What gets me, and I was really triggered by this Texas congresswoman last week, Jasmine, whatever her last name was. I was triggered because she sat up there and acted like Joe Biden was perfect. His only flaw is that he loves his son.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss.
plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
If you are sitting up there saying how perfect Joe Biden is, that's a real problem to me, Adam. That's a real problem. He's, you know what I mean? Whatever you think of him, go ahead. Yeah.
We're getting back to the intellectually honest theme of this conversation, which is any Republican I've ever talked to or I respect, they'll go, yeah, Trump's got a lot of flaws and I wish he'd quit tweeting.
Exactly.
And I don't like his bedside manner, but I do agree with his policies. And so that's how they speak of him, because first things first, you look like a fool if you said, what do you mean Trump is the most dignified politician I've ever met in my life? And he's a great elder statesman. Like, I would look like a jackass, right?
Yeah, totally.
I wouldn't say that. I would say, yeah, the guy's a buffoon. The guy's a blowhard. Someone should take his phone away from him. But yeah, I think his foreign policy is good. You know, I mean,
yeah.
What the Democrats do, which is insane, is things like you just said. His only crime was loving too much.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, no, there's that and a big paper trail of stuff he did to stuff money into his son's pocket.
Yeah.
Like, it's patently obvious. And by the way, you look like a buffoon for not being more nuanced about it. You know what I mean? Like, you could go, you know, somebody could say, yeah, I'm sure Joe Biden's made a couple of phone calls on his son's behalf. I mean, that's how the game is played. I don't know if you've noticed, but that's kind of how we do things in Washington.
Right.
Is he getting checks from Ukraine? I don't think so. You know, but they literally go up there and go, there's nothing to see. There's nothing here. Like, I mean, I see these people on these news shows and they're like, look, if there was something, I would say something, but there's nothing. It's like, there's nothing.
My God.
There's 20 shell corporations. There's endless emails and texts. There's whistleblowers. There's former partners. And what are you talking about? Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it, I'm always.
It's intellectual honesty that they're lacking.
Yeah, no, it's so funny. I'm totally on the same page with you, because I do find it frustrating when, you know, things are buried, these whistleblowers are buried. It's just, it's not right and it's not fair. And it's just, I get sad a little bit, like, for my children. I grew up, you know, I'm thinking the fourth grade, where the president is your hero. Your local congressman is your hero. I mean, Adam, I think they're all pedophiles at this point. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I should retract that. But you know what I mean? Where I'm just like, I just feel like everybody has fallen so far. And the more I uncover about politics and how dirty it is, it makes me sad for my future, for my children's future, you know?
How about just the intellect? Like, Joe Biden just is a lying buffoon. I mean, he's just a serial liar who has a narcissistic disorder, like inserting himself. And, you know, I marched with Nelson Mandela and was arrested at the airport, you know, like,
yeah, sickening.
Just keeps lying. I mean, it's like, it's insane what a crazed narcissistic liar he is. It's like, it's sad.
I mean, you do have to have, I feel like you have to be a narcissist to really get involved in politics and to run for office, especially president. And also, yeah, I mean, when he, the fact that he's even running again is just, it's mind blowing. It's like, sit in your damn chair and eat your ice cream like a regular old papa, okay? Because that's what you are. I mean, I think the scariest thing for me is also like, if he kicks the bucket, which let's face it, he could take a fall, break his hip, and he's done. And then what are we left with the laughing buffoon of Kamala Harris? Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really troublesome to me as a country, and we look silly. We look like fools.
Kamala Harris, by the way, that's what you get when you get into affirmative action. So the Democrats get exactly what they deserve. He said, I'm going to elect the first, you know, I'm going to nominate the first African-American or woman or a color or whatever.
Yeah.
You should have elected, or you should have nominated the best person for the job. But you limited it to women of color. And now you have one of the worst and no bench, no beat, no plan B. And good, you guys deserve it. And by the way, next time you're thinking about appointing someone who's incompetent just based on their gender, the color of the skin, think about Kamala Harris.
My friends and I, we love to do, it's horrible, but we love to do impressions of her. We're like, the restaurant is closed because it's not open. And that means it won't be open. Yeah, we go on and on. It's like the funnest thing. Ever. We're nice people, Adam. We're really nice people. But yeah, I mean, I respect you so much. I mean, I want to be like you. You are so unapologetic. And I try to be like that, but I tend to, you know, have my moments where I'm not as bad as Hollywood in the sense that I just will stay totally quiet. But I wish I was more like you. So thank you for being such an inspiration to journalists and podcasters like me, for real.
Well, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have the number one downloaded podcast like ever. And it's just, it's so incredible. So I'm going to plug away and keep listening to you because I love your take on everything. You are so fair. And yeah, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Adam, have a good one.
Adam Carolla, he's just a common sense guy. I really, really like him. And I listened to that interview and I am so cringy. Sometimes I just can't take the sound of my own voice. I have to get used to it because I'm a podcaster, but I just get so excited during interviews. So don't fault me for that. But anyway, if you like this podcast, don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple or wherever you listen. I would love for you to leave me a review. And I will be back this week with another episode. So tune in. My husband recently asked me for something that could help him sleep and also relax that wasn't THC or a heavy dose of NyQuil. So I gave him Next Evo CBD. They are perfect to take after a long day and a perfect transition from relaxation into sleep. They're all natural, but also really potent. And my husband just asked me to order him another jar. So head to the link in the episode notes to check these out and use my special discounts for free shipping and other bundles. Next Evo CBD, totally life-changing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.